Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
It's time for blind rankings. You know the deal. 5 items of a particular theme. We hear them and we've got to rate them, but we don't know what's coming next. So there's a lot of jeopardy in this, Michelle. You're okay before. Because you might be you might hear the first or the second one and go, oh my God, that's the best, and give it your number one, and then a better one comes along. Or you might hold out thinking, oh, the last one must be a good one, and then it's a total dud and you have to give it number one.
Yeah.
So I'll do you first, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Won't
comment on that pun.
I will play my tunes too. So your team this morning, I'm a big fan of unusual instruments on blind ranking.
Okay.
And hearing well-known pop songs played. We've done the kazoo, we've done the harp, we have done the fiddle, I think, we have done the rubber chicken. And this morning, we're going to go a little trad, and we're going to go the accordion.
Okay, can I have a piece of paper?
Oh yeah, actually that makes sense. You need a piece of paper. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 on it.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So here's your first.
Songs?
Well-known pop songs, played on the accordion.
Okay.
So it's first AC, can you identify
the
song?
Close my eyes.
Here is your first song this morning.
Love it.
Yeah, it's good.
I feel like, oh, now I need to make a musical, but not of like Barbie the movie, but recreate the Aqua video, but like on stage.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm going to put that at number 3.
Yeah, Day, I thought you would.
Because 3 is the same fashion.
Show always starts at 3, and her troll Josh comes in immediately going, of course it's
Josh,
number 3 to start.
Sorry,
Josh, feel free to take a pot shot at Michelle this morning if you're out there. Okay, we move on. Blind ranking song number 2.
There is, that's not the accordion.
It is. I literally watched them.
I never knew the accordion could extend to such a variety of notes.
What's interesting, I don't know much about the accordion there, but she's almost playing the beat on one wind and the tune on another.
Yeah. Now, that being said, I actually didn't recognise the tune for a while. I feel it takes away from the sublimity of that song. So I'm going to put that at number 5.
Okay, it's your choice. Yeah. Your game. Right, let's keep going then. It's a shame the sun isn't shining for the next one, but we'll push on regardless.
Number 1.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Straight in there. Okay.
No hesitation.
Spain is calling me. Viva España with that one.
Okay. We've got 2 left. And she's got 2 and 4 left to go. Here's your 4th song.
It's so good. It's like if Billie Eilish lived in the 60s and there was a spy noir movie out and she was asked to write the theme song for it. It suddenly becomes about espionage. That's number 2.
Number 2, okay.
Bad guy.
So, she's only left her number 4.
4, and what is it? How good is it going to be? Okay.
I did finish with a bit of a banger this morning.
Hello,
need you to know. Here we go.
Say something, right? It's a tune, but it reminds me of getting sick on the waltzers.
Okay.
So I'm actually all right with it being number 4.
What an image. You know, I'm just thinking, if you were somebody who was talented on the accordion, like, I think you could make a good bit of money just going in and doing pub sets of those kind of songs.
Yeah.
Like, people would be bopping away.
I had no idea the accordion had such variety.
Yeah.
Okay. If you play the accordion and would like to send a clip of some sort, I'm all ears now. Before I was allergic to it. Mm. So feel free to send them in. Okay, blind ranting's now for you.
Well, no, we'll take a song first.
Oh, okay.
Let's recap on your top
okay, let's recap my top five.
Five was Billie Jean.
Billie Jean is, yeah, it's just like Michael Jackson. I mean, like, he's an artiste, and I wasn't feeling it, you know. Number four was, what did we just play?
Free From Desire.
Free From Desire Gala tune, but listen, it was constantly played on the amusements as a child, and there's just a mixture.
I'd never get tired of it.
There's a mixture of nostalgia and bad memories there. Aqua, I'm glad I put that at number three.
Barbie Girl.
I could have put that at number four, you know, but I'm very happy with my top two. Despacito. Good. And Bad Guy. Okay. Bad Guy could have made for number one because that was like a film like score. It was that good.
Michelle has selected a suitable theme this morning. What are you going for?
Okay, so I'm new to this and I was told the sillier the better. Mm. So I feel this combines both some childhood nostalgia and some general silliness. Niall, you're going to love it. Mm. It's Songs from Mass.
Great choice. There's a guy at the moment I see on, I think it's Facebook all the time. He's like a country kind of singer, but he's doing hymn bangers, basically.
Oh, love it.
Like a full performance. They're great. Yeah. Okay, let's do number one. Here we go. Are these recorded from Mass or?
Sorry, no. I selected some of the best sayings and phrases and things that are sung from Mass. And we've actually had members of the Beat Office sing
a reenactment.
To you. A reenactment. Okay.
Like
let's
crime
see,
call.
Let's see if you do number three, huh?
Here we go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Isn't Aoife a lovely singer?
Aoife is. She's performed many times in the show and she's stunning. She doesn't even know how good a singer she is. I would just like to say, you asked me just earlier, was I an altar boy? And I thought that was a weird question. I didn't know what was coming. I wasn't an altar boy, but I was in the school choir.
Okay, so
all of these are
really,
I know the pitch, I know the lyrics.
You put your soul into it.
I'm going to have to listen to that again. Sorry, Aoife.
Hallelujah. Isn't she lovely?
Hallelujah.
She doesn't even know she's being played. She's out there drinking her coffee, making the news.
It's stunning.
Like, what? That would make me worship the Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm giving it number two.
Okay.
Now, I could have given that number one.
You could have done.
But I feel I probably could give all these number one.
If Aoife sung them all, like, it'll be very hard.
Number two, hallelujah. Right, let's get on to song, hymn number two, we'll call it.
The bells of the Angelus call us to pray in sweet songs anointing the song of Ave, 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 Ave Maria.
Not a familiar one to me, wasn't it?
No, you didn't worship Mary back in...
What did we have as our Ave Maria version? Because there was a few variations in each one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really sorry, Rachel. Five.
She'll be raging.
She will be raging.
She's a lovely singer as well.
Hit any bells for me. Nothing.
We weren't getting the feels. Okay,
let's move on. Let's hope for another familiar banger here.
And he will raise you up on eagle's wings. Bear you on.
Who's that?
The breath of dawn make you to shine like the sun.
Did you hear me laugh?
And hold him in
stunning
the arms of his hand.
Okay,
I'm actually going to cry.
I'm going to make a suggestion here. We've had 23 years of fun here on Beat, but it's time to scrap all that hit music and just play this all day. What is there any support out there for me? Top of air, here's Killian. Raise you up. I mean, jeez, that's good.
Sorry, Jesus Christ, that's who we're worshipping. But, like, he was phenomenal.
He was, and it seems an absolute travesty to get
Are you giving
him
number three?
But, like I don't have that many options here. We will raise you up. I don't know what that's called. We'll call it raise you up.
God, Killian, never do. You're such a good baritone. Is that what you call it?
Okay, four. We've got four and one left. Here's our fourth option.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might.
Hang on.
Heaven and earth, they're full of your glory.
He's making up that tune himself.
I thought so too, he didn't.
He is.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna.
It sounds like South Park singing Hosanna in the Highest.
No, the version that I remember from my school choir days was Holy, Holy, Holy Lord. No.
God of power and might, heaven and earth
are full of your glory. Hosanna in excelsis.
Okay.
Look, Brian, it was lovely, but it's four.
I think he was deliberately. I don't think that's Brian's singing voice.
It's four, and I've only got number one left.
Okay.
And I'm holding out for a big one here. Don't let me down. Here we go.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
Who's that?
That's Killian again.
Jeez, Killian's getting the right go. Okay, not great. That's my number one.
Held out and you shouldn't have. Who should have been number one?
I did think we were going to get a bit of I the Lord at sea and sky.
Or be not afraid.
Bit sad, bit miserable at this hour of the morning. I the Lord of sea and
what
sky.
A banger.
Yeah, I did think that was coming, and I'm a little disappointed now that I ended up with this as my number one.
The Lord is my shepherd.
It's not a great day.
There is nothing I shall want.
It doesn't make me want to go to Mass. Let's just play Aoife there one more time.
Okay, one last time.
Just bring me back to Mass.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Aoife is available for bookings.
Yes.
On Aoife.
Yeah. Wake up with your mates.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
All the gossip.
Right on the source, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The Fizz. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
Wrap up the sauce, yeah.
Sitting down in front of the telly. It's a ritual for many. And a new poll has found that there are strict rules laid down by many people and families as they wind down together. Now, before we get to the official poll, let's get the verdict of the Southeast on this. A couple of messages. Chloe was on. When someone sits beside you, and sometimes the only time they open their mouth to speak is during the climactic or dramatic parts that you've been waiting for.
You're worse. Oh, it is the worst thing. Don't really? You do in that instance? You turn around and you give them the stinkiest look known to man.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Yeah. You don't even have to say anything. You I live alone. Just the look.
The most annoying thing, says Rachel, when sitting down relaxing after the babies go to bed, trying to watch a bit of Real Housewives, when my partner comes and sits down and eats cereal. The feckin' spoon, by baiting off the bowl, the slurp, the munching. I can't cope when he does it. Yeah, noisy eaters when you're trying to watch something. I get that totally.
I actually have to just move rooms when I'm eating beside my sister. She just doesn't like to eat in my presence, so I generally have to just move to another room.
Fair enough.
I am that person.
Peter was on to us as well.
Lads, the biggest wreck the head, top of the morning, by the way. Biggest wreck the head while watching TV on the couch in the evening time is when you put on something that your partner wants to watch, right? So, i.e. a film or a TV program that you've absolutely no interest in, but to do this for them, you know, you're kind, you're caring, and you're like, you know what, I'll give it a go. No. So you're watching it, you're sitting there, you're watching it, you're starting to get into it, and then you look over to the couch, and she's sitting on the phone. She's not even watching the poxy movie or the bloody the goddamn TV program. And you've been stuck watching the crap, some Hallmark movie crap, instead of being able to sit there and watch, like, Champions League or something, you know? So, yeah, that's my biggest peeve. Sit down, watch the TV,
yeah.
Things you do for
it's
love.
It's fair enough, Peter. There's another variation of that, things you do for love, right? If you're in a couple, is that you decide you're going to put on a movie.
Yeah. Okay.
And you both kind of scan through Netflix or whatever the case may be, and kind of he or she really wants to watch something, and you know it's not your cup of tea, but you're being sound. Say, okay, we'll watch it together. And on it goes, and 10 minutes in, you look over, they're asleep. Like that, I mean, that, yeah, like you should be denied all TV rights for a month.
No,
for that sin.
I think in that instance, Niall, that shows how calm and at home and at peace they are with
Great.
You.
Well, they should have allowed you to make the selection then. Okay? It's like there's a, and this isn't about TV, but there's another variation of that. I'm, as you know, not a driver. So if the driver, let's say it's a late night drive, you're coming back from the airport or something, it's 1 a.m. and there's two, there's the driver and two passengers, and the other passenger insists I'm sitting in the front.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, grand, I'm in the back. They fall asleep 10 minutes in. They're not even keeping the driver company yeah. on the drive.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
that wrecks my head, but that's nothing to do
that's
with
you. That's bad form.
And you're actually only thinking of the driver in that
yeah,
instance.
Yeah, I like feel his responsibility on the passenger too. You know, yeah, keep the driver awake. Let me give you the official results of the survey then. Number one. No shoes on the sofa is the first rule of watching TV.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have shoes on the sofa, but it wouldn't be my number one rule in terms of sins.
Yeah. It's I mean, not too bad, but like, you want to be relaxed. You
yeah.
Wanna take the
I'd
shoes
have my
off.
Slippers on. Yeah, yeah. You know. Number two, no spoilers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, some people love spoiling it. They're like, oh, I'll just tell you now. I'm like,
well,
why
that's
you
the film
that?
When X, Y, or Z happens. Yeah, you know, like, you're literally yeah. going to choose the movie.
Do you know, on that, what really annoys me as well is the. Where do I know them from? What were they in? Look it up there on IMDb, will ya? Away. Phones on silent during a film. Well, my phone is permanently on. It hasn't been
Same,
turned on
yeah.
since 2006. So we're okay on that one. No talking over a movie or episode.
Oh my God, yes.
Always share your snacks. Depends on the snack. No chewing loudly during a film. No hugging the remote control. And so the other ones on the list were dogs are allowed on the sofa, no snoring, always use a coaster, posh, no resting drinks on the armrest, and no doom scrolling were the remainder.
I think the doom scrolling is becoming a bigger problem. And like, we're all a bit guilty of it. If you're kind of watching something that you're not really like that interested in, you're kind of, or as what I find is that if you want to look up an actor on IMDb,
DB.
Sorry, I should have been on that segment earlier. Or Wikipedia is my go-to. You will go onto Wikipedia and look at the actor, and then before you know it, you're looking at their early work.
Yeah.
Then you're looking at, oh, they were married to this person. Yeah. And
how many wives
scrolling.
Have they had?
Yeah,
where
yeah,
were they
yeah.
born? Yeah. All of that.
Yeah. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Do it. All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The Fizz. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
That's from the sauce, yeah. Okay. I need to test the waters this morning, and I'd like to know where people stand on an issue, okay?
And you need to confess a sin.
Well, I'll get to the confession in a moment. I will. But it's that whole idea of an unexpected knock at the door or doorbell ring. Ding dong! Knock, knock, knock. When, you know, obviously a friend might be coming over, they'll text you, they'll do the sensible thing. I'm on my way, I'll be there in 5. But that unexpected doorbell ring or knock. Do you A, always answer? B, sometimes answer? RC, never answer the door. I'll start with you two. What's your policy on unexpected doorbells?
Okay, first of all, I would say I always answer
okay.
because I have been that person that needed someone's help.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I am the neighbour that you probably don't want.
Yeah.
Poor Linda. Linda, shout out to Linda. I have asked her for a plunger. Nice. I have asked her for a yard brush. Okay, I have been locked out of my house.
Linda's probably stopped answering the door.
Like Linda, I'm surprised she still answers the door to yeah. me. She told me recently she lost my key. I think she just doesn't want
any responsibility.
But also, my internet went before, and like then you're kind of jammed, like you can't contact anyone. So I had to knock on another neighbour's door and say, listen, can I come in and use your Wi-Fi for a second? Sorry. So I'm actually a pest. But no, if someone knocks on my door, okay, yes, I get a bit scared. And yes, if I'm in bed, I'm like, gluck, like I'm not buying what you're selling.
Yeah, yeah.
But it could be dangerous. Like it could be a gas leak, you know? Or they could be, you know, knocking to tell me that...
You've won 203 grand.
Yeah, no, that's unlikely. They could be knocking to tell me they've dented my car. And if they are,
right,
I want to
okay.
know. I don't want them driving off. So,
okay.
I will answer the door.
All reasonable, Amy.
Now tell everyone. Okay.
I was going to ask Amy, what's your thoughts on this?
I sometimes.
I'd stress, and then I'd be like, I would think of all those things. Now, some of them I haven't thought of before. You've kind of changed my perspective a little bit. But
my immediate thing is panic.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
I don't know, like, tell me you're coming.
Yeah, well, no, that's the thing. I mean, my general view on it is nothing good ever comes from talking to somebody at your front door. They're either trying to sell you something or buy a line for something or just disturbing
your
peace.
I don't get
peace.
Those callers. Like, I have never had a campaigner for an election.
Oh. Okay.
I've never had someone selling tickets. I've never had a trick-or-treater.
Anyone
I've never had a Jehovah's Witness
change
even.
Your gas services
no,
or anything
nothing,
like that?
No, nothing. Know?
Okay, well, I get a lot of that. I do sometimes in the back of my head think what you're saying. God, what if it's somebody who needs me for something? But I had an incident on Saturday morning where I woke up. I was literally just out of the bed. I was in my dressing gown. My hair was all sticking up. And it was that first thing in the morning, so I'm completely bunged up. I'm like, don't know where I am. And I came down the stairs, and as I was walking past my front door, we have like a window pane. It's kind of narrow alongside. And I looked out and two lovely old dears. They look like lovely women, I have to say, approaching the door. And I kind of glanced. They were chatting. I don't know if they clearly, like, addressed, kind of looked me in the eye, but I think they definitely saw me. And I just sidestepped the window. They rang the door, and I just stood there.
Oh, no. And they saw you.
They'd seen me at the window. I just stood there, and I was just like, I don't have it in me to deal with these lovely old dears
like,
right now.
You were sick.
Yeah.
Okay, you were sick, and it was early in the morning. Mm. But, like, what if one of them, like, they're old. Like, what if their electricity had gone? What if they didn't know how to work a trip switch?
No, they weren't my neighbours. I know they
really?
weren't.
Really?
Okay. They weren't my neighbours. I suspected they were doing some kind of lovely campaign for something.
Oh,
you
well,
know?
Then good luck.
You know, let me know about the bake sale or something in the community
what
hall.
What if she wanted to borrow, like, some... No, she's not your neighbour. What if she just wanted to give you some cake?
Oh,
if you missed out on cake
from a stranger?
No, God, no. Don't eat strangers' foods. So, yeah, that was my instance on Saturday where I did feel guilty later in the day because, as I said, they look like lovely women.
It's the fact that you had to stand there till they walked away.
I just stood there in silence, kind of going, I'm not caught
out.
You
know,
there's no obligation on you.
No, there isn't.
No.
I used to answer the door all the time in my old apartment, and these letters used to get sent to my apartment that weren't for me, and I would just throw them in the bin. And once I actually put return to sender on them, I had detectives coming to my apartment.
No way.
Going, I'm not going to say the man's name, but let's say it was like, does John Murphy live here? And once I had a bailiff show up who was like, and I was like, listen, what the hell is going on with this fella? He owed revenue a load of money.
Oh. Shame.
And I kept having to say, I've been living here for 5 years. Wherever he is, he's gone.
Yeah. I think he's not under the bed.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Right, I just want to talk music for a minute. I thought we could do a little educational bit on the show for a change. Because we all have favourite songs, and you hear songs over and over again, and you think you really know the songs, but actually often you don't. You're missing key lines in the songs that tell you what the songs are really about.
Okay.
So, like, for example, there's one that's this is where it all started. I saw it on my Instagram 2 or 3 times over the weekend. Classic beat anthem of the noughties, the legendary Roger Sanchez, Another Chance. You remember that song?
Yeah. I remember the music video where she carried around
the
giant heart.
Yeah. Like, what do you think that song's about?
She can't find someone to love.
Yeah, love lost, all that kind of thing. Well, that's what a lot of people think, but it's not really about that at all. Because what it's actually about, Roger Sanchez has a weird fascination with a TV chef. Okay?
What?
Ainsley Harriott. A brilliant man, right? Yeah, he's a weird obsession with him. So much so that his only dream in life is to get in the bath with Ainsley Harriott. Take a listen. I'm not mad. Take a bath with Ainsley Harriott. You know what I mean? Who wouldn't? Yeah. So, I have a few more examples.
Okay.
Hosier, Too Sweet, one of the greatest Irish songs of our generation. What do you think that's all about?
The girl is like, she's really nice and he's kind of moody.
Oh, no, a lot of people think that, Michelle. You're wrong again. No, it's all about, he's a big fan of baking, okay? He's a huge baker. He could be on Great British Bake Off, and he actually, in the song, you might have missed this, but he sings, I will take my whisk and leave. Here we go.
All right. I think I'll take my whisk and leave. Oh, my God.
There you go. See, he's gone with the whisk. He loves baking.
She just didn't want his eggs.
No, she wasn't into his cakes. So she said, I'll take my whisk and leave. Right, next up. Do you remember, I don't know, this is about 10 or 15 years, but it really was a touchy-feely song at the time. Christina Perry, Jar of Hearts.
God, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, a lot of people really felt that. Well, what do you think that's about?
I mean, a man who went around breaking hearts.
Ah, you'd think that, wouldn't you? But it's not. It's not that, I'm
what
afraid.
Is it so?
Christina Perry is a very gassy woman, okay? Whatever she eats goes right through her.
He was collecting jars of
farts.
And I'm afraid he was collecting your jar of farts. Take a listen. I'm not mad.
And who do you think you are? Running around leaving scars. Collecting your jar of farts.
It's an issue. Beyonce, Irreplaceable. What a song.
To the left, to the left.
Yeah. What do you think that's about?
Like, the way this is going is it that she can't find a sock. It was irreplaceable.
Good guess. Not quite. Would you believe this is like an amazing coincidence? Beyonce also has a gas problem.
Okay. And
they're quite vicious, okay?
Okay.
So she's issuing a little warning to the men in her life, Jay-Z, etc. If I farted, please don't touch. Take a listen.
Okay.
In the closet, that's my stuff. Yes, if I farted, please don't touch.
Here you go. A couple more.
I wouldn't want to touch clothes. Well, if you've got clothes, Beyonce farted on.
There would be people into that.
Okay.
Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. What do you think it's about?
Oh, right. Well, okay. Clearly, it's not about Kate and Leo and their undying love.
Oh, no.
Is it about how she's a cholesterol problem and her heart?
That's not a million miles, okay? Celine Dion is a huge fan of hot dogs. It's her number one food. And she's always panicking that the hot dog stand is going to run out. And that's why she dropped in the line in that song, I believe that the hot dogs go on. Take a listen.
Okay.
You never saw it. And we've got one last one.
Okay.
I think we talked about this girl earlier. Actually, you told us you had a traumatic moment in a nightclub over this song. Leona Lewis, Bleeding Love.
Oh, God, yeah. I just had a breakup and it came on.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think it's about?
Okay, so it clearly wasn't about a breakup at all. Is she donating blood?
No. Actually, you were kind of on the mark at the start. It is about a breakup.
Okay.
But it's about how vicious it got. And you know what he did?
What did he do?
He called her a banana. He says, you called me a banana. Have a listen. There you go. That is a little explainer of what songs really mean.
I'm so glad I know now.
Yeah, you can go.
It's added a level of meaning to all of my favourite songs.
If there's any other ones off the top of your head, you heard a line and you're like, oh God, I can't get it out of my head now. 085-102-9103.
Can I mention one?
Go for it.
That you did a couple of years ago on Beat Breakfast was The Tall Man in Talla.
Oh, what
remember
was that song?
It's that song. It's like in a different language.
It's Wes Alani.
Yeah,
Tall Man in Talla. You know what? Hang on. Let's give me, if I can find it here, give me 2 seconds.
Because the listener had, they'd obviously been singing along to themselves and they just, and now I can't unhear it.
Okay, everybody, stand by now. Stand by. Here we go. Tall Man in Talla.
Tall Man in Talla.
Tall Man in Talla. We love it.
Wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
All the gossip.
Break on the sauce, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Gimme the Goss on Beat with Supermax. The Fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
Back on the sauce, yeah.
So, parental warning, we're about to talk about packages, and I don't mean the type that
not
come
the nice
in
ones
the post.
That come every day and have
no.
to get signed for, no.
So some of them can be nice, and some of them can be scary, let's be honest. So, when it comes to dating, men get to know what they're getting into straight away. They have access to the face, they can see the breasts, and they can see the bum. And that's not very fair, because women can't see the real prize without going inside and investigating
themselves. You can see loads. You could see my bulging biceps.
Okay.
You could see sometimes if, you know, a bit of a shirt opening, you see the chest.
I know, but
what more do you need to see, Michelle?
I need to see what I'm getting myself into, okay? There's no way that if a man gets down on one knee and says, will you marry me, that I haven't had a preview, okay? I need to know that I'm saying yes to something golden.
Say yes to
so
the dress.
So this man on TikTok is going viral for wanting to even the playing field. And girls are flabbergasted. He says that there is a way to tell what package you are getting, and you do not need to go inside his bedroom to investigate. All you need to do is examine the creases around that area of his clothes.
Okay, I'm getting paranoid.
Here he is now.
I call it catching print, and I'm going to teach you exactly how to do it. Now, I think of catching print in three different categories. An A bulge, which is like an A cup, right? The B bulge, or we're skipping the C bulge, girl. The G bulge, the D is the D.
So true. Okay, so catching print. It really means that you have to sort of pay attention to the man's crotch.
Okay. Right?
And based on where the crease is.
This sounds like a HR issue in work. You're just staring.
This will let you know if there's a length that's going halfway to the Lirodi.
Okay.
If I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah.
If the length is going all the way to the Lirodi.
Okay.
Or past the Lirodi.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, we're talking the D cup there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure if this actually works. Mm. Like, women are flabbergasted. Some women are saying, yes, I feel like this is giving me an approximation. Other women are saying, really, with jeans, am I supposed to be able to see that? Mm. But I can't stop looking at men's crotches.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Okay. We've got an issue here. I need a therapist. Now, what's interesting, right? A couple of things I'll say on the matter. Okay. Is this has certainly grabbed the girls' attention.
Yeah.
Because you're not the first girl to bring this to the table. Is that right, producer Amy?
That would be correct.
Have you been catching print?
A couple of days ago, she showed me this video and wanted my thoughts on it. So, yeah, it's certainly grabbing the girls' attention.
Look, can I say shorts and tracksuits?
Yeah.
I feel like I can catch print.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that, right, as a somewhat expert in the field.
Yes!
Jeans are not, you're going to get nothing from jeans. You're going to get absolutely nothing.
Really?
There's going to be anything going on in there, unless they're particularly, like, very tight, skinny jeans. Right, you're going to knock it. So you're right, shorts, tracksuit ends tend to be better for gauging this kind of thing. The other thing to realise, and again, I'm being very careful, this is a family show, but a man can fluctuate so much.
This is in.
When he such,
is. Like they call it, is he a shower or is he a grower?
Yeah. But like it could depend on weather conditions, body temperature, frame of mind. So
when it's cold.
Essentially, you could be with a guy who one day is a lovely little cocktail sausage and another day is a bit frankfurter, right? He goes for a hot dog. It just depends on lots of different circumstances. So you
True.
Could you could unfairly judge a guy after gawking on his cocktail sausage
day,
realizing that actually there's plenty more. There's scope there. There's room for improvement.
All I can say is if you are walking around and you're wondering, why is someone staring at my crotch? It's because we've been telling them to catch print, okay? And it could lead to something good. That's
so
all
the
I'm
secret,
saying.
Gentlemen of the Southeast today, now that all the girls are watching this video and talking about it, socks. Get the socks in there this morning and confuse them terribly.
Wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Okay, now we need to switch, swerve tactics here.
Right, what's going on?
Well, you've got something that's you're not allowed to get into all the detail, but it's kind of sad, but it's still inspirational.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh God. Okay, so on Friday, I was about to get into the shower. I got a call from my boyfriend. He'd gone for a walk,
right.
And he'd found a cat.
Oh.
And she'd been knocked down.
Oh jeez. No.
But she was still alive.
Okay.
And listen, this is probably one of the reasons I like him. He was like, what can we do, Michelle? I can't leave this cat on the side of the road. And I said, no. So went down, called the emergency vet, and they said, we'll come down if you can get her into a cat box.
Okay.
And I don't know how my boyfriend did it, because that cat was vicious. Mm. Like, it had been injured. It kept trying to run away. It went into the bushes. Both of us got bitten. I thought I needed a tetanus shot after it.
Right.
But we got the cat into the cat box, and we got her to the vet.
Amazing.
And, you know, it reminded me, like, sometimes people can do heroic acts.
They can. And in this case, your boyfriend was that guy.
Something of a hero. And then a hero. Jesus Christ, you'd hate that. He doesn't know that I'm talking about this, thank God. Anyway, it reminded me of, like, you know, we can all be heroes, in a way.
Yeah, everyday heroes.
Or ordinary heroes. Like, for example, yesterday, I let someone out when, you know, they wanted to get out of the traffic lane.
You feel powerful,
don't actually,
you?
And I was like, God, I'm actually great, aren't I? Or, like, do you know when you let someone go ahead of you when you only have... You have a big shop and they have a few bits.
And they have two items.
And you're like, go on ahead. And they're like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, because I'm something of a hero. And then a hero
comes along. You know what I did Sunday?
What did you do?
That time of year, the spiders starting to appear right, around the house.
Okay.
And I don't kill spiders, unless I absolutely have to. But that's, I can't remember the last spider I killed. So I went and found my spider catcher, and I picked him up, and I brought him out to the garden so he could live a happy life spidering around with all the other spiders. And then a hero
comes along. Sorry, now you have a spider catcher.
Yeah.
Would you not pick him up yourself, like a man?
Jeez, no. God, no.
I picked him up myself.
Oh, no.
Amy, have you been something of a hero lately?
I paid for my parking the other day, had loads of time left, and I gave it to someone else.
Amy. Thanks, guys. You just know that good is coming back to you when you do something heroic like that.
Exactly.
You know?
Okay, so look, what we want to do is we want to celebrate everyday hero life on Beat Breakfast this morning. What's that small thing you've done in recent days or recent weeks and you've been like, yeah, I am actually a bit of a hero. I really like our things. But smaller the better. We want you to send them in to us, 085-102-9103. Voice notes are welcome. We'll decide if you are deserving of Mariah this morning. And possibly some Beat goodies too. So what is your small little everyday hero thing that you're quite proud of yourself in recent times? 085-102-9103. Let's start straight away. Georgia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, now talk to us. You are an inspiration to many.
So yesterday I was in work. So I work in a little coffee shop.
Okay.
And I had three little girls come in to me and their dad and their mom, and they were all getting like scones and croissants and coffee, and the little girl really wanted a chocolate bar, but it was like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
She was so sad. So I just gave her the chocolate bar and she put it in her bag.
Did mom and dad know?
And she like,
you gave her the chocolate bar?
Well, they didn't know straight away until they were leaving, and she was like, I got a free chocolate bar. And she was so happy.
Oh, George, you made a little girl's day. You know what you deserve? And then a hero comes
along. She got to tell everyone in school that day. Could you imagine? Could you imagine how big a deal that is?
She was so happy.
Yeah, I got a free chocolate bar.
Yeah, and meanwhile, her parents are going around talking about that unhealthy woman who dishes out chocolate bar for free before 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 o'clock.
Yeah. We love it, Georgia. Thanks for chatting to us. Have a good day.
Bye.
Okay, a couple of the other ones coming in this morning. Brian was on. Now, this is a good one. It's like Richie and the Cat. Brian in Wexford says, I saved a jackdaw from our blocked up chimney last night. It had fallen in behind a door for a cooker, and I'd take off the door and try and get him out.
That's amazing.
Deserving. We won't mention the name on this one. Lads, I go into work every day even though I hate it. Is that deserving?
I think so.
Yeah. Is that deserving? Okay.
Yeah, come on, Mariah.
And another stunning example of everyday heroism from Donal.
Good morning. So, my father snores a lot. Not just like in a low volume, but in a very, very high volume. My mum just kind of sits there and lets him snore all into the early hours of the morning. So every time I hear the man snore, I ring his mobile phone and come to the store and stops. And mum can go to sleep.
Oh, Donal. Stunning work.
So stunning
work.
Get up! Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
I just want to briefly chat about hobbies, activities, pastimes, things you tried, things you got into. I was reading this lovely article online yesterday, and it was about people who tried something and it changed their world. They were really good at it, and it was just amazing. But that's not the case for most of us.
No.
We are not all naturally gifted and talented at everything that we turn our hands to. And often we will be all fired up to take on a new activity or hobby or pastime, and we will know instantly after trying it's not for us. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. We've got a few stories to start the ball around. I'll start with one.
Okay.
Don't ask me what possessed me. Kettlebells. I'm not a fitness guy.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. And it was at the time.
And that's hardcore.
I know. It was Niall, Vinny and Mary. And Mary had just started kettlebells classes. And she says to myself and Vinny, why don't you come? Okay. See what it's like. We record a bit of audio for the show. So we went out to Tremor. To the kettlebells class, and the first part of it was the warm-up, okay?
Okay.
So you need to just pick up the kettlebell and swing it between your legs.
Yeah, I know it.
And I was doing it, and I already started to feel the strains down the back of my legs, right? So you put it back down, and then it was to have a little jog around the room, like in a circle, and then you'd start the class. So I did the jog, And as I was jogging, I saw the door.
And you jogged.
And I just jogged straight out. I did. I left during the warm up. Okay. And I stood outside smoking fags for an hour till the lads came out. That was my one and only experience of kettlebells. And I still could barely walk the next day after the warm up. So okay, yeah, didn't do that again.
My story is more about I tried something and it's not that it wasn't for me. It's that I couldn't do it. So if you know me, you know like I like to sing. Like yeah. I'll always be walking around kind of humming something. Yeah. So I decided a few years ago to join a singing class.
Okay.
It was like singing workshop. Okay, I thought I'll do this.
Great.
And I went along anyway, and there was about 10 of us there. And the teacher said, okay, I'd like everyone to just get up and sing something for me. So some people got up and like they clearly had been musicians before or something.
Okay.
They were really good singers.
They didn't really maybe need the workshop.
Yeah. No, but she was saying really like critique feedback, like we're going to do some work with your pitch, but like okay. they're excellent notes, or like I'm going to help you control your breathing. And I got up and nervously I sang a song, and you know what she said? Well done.
That was it.
That was it.
No critique, no feedback.
What did you say? I knew that meant that it was awful. She just went, thanks.
Well done.
Well done.
Oh God.
And I just was like, I am clearly like not on the level here, yeah. you know. Now she like tried with me, you know. Sometimes if I sang something, she just said, "You're just not in the right key."
This reminds me of the school choir,
okay.
And the choir master used to come to some of the lads and he'd yeah. say, "Right, sing, but just don't make any noise when you sing. just mouth the words." You know?
So at this point, I've just been like, it's me and Minnie, like every yeah. Friday evening, you know, doing a little bit of karaoke. But other than that, I'm not singing in public. And I don't think it can be a hobby for
okay.
me.
Okay, okay. At least you know
yeah.
you tried it. Amy, have you ever tried anything and just wasn't for you?
Yes, well, instruments in general. I can't
okay.
play anything, but I got
really?
It into my head.
You're a good musical ear.
Yeah. I just can sing, but that's all I practiced throughout my life. And I've enjoyed that, but any instruments, no. I'm very impatient.
Okay.
I want to be an expert straight away.
Yeah.
So I kept harping on about, I want to learn piano. I want to learn piano.
Yeah.
My brother got sick, mate, and he was like, do you really want to learn? Mm. And he went and he bought me a keyboard.
Okay.
Wow.
I did it once and I gave up.
Oh no.
He's still fuming at me.
Yes.
And I just harped on about it. I still feel like I should learn it, but.
Mm. Is it because you were like immediately good at singing, right? Because you're just naturally talented. But with piano, you actually have to practice.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Like you have to put in the time. So
yeah.
you're just like, no, I'm not taking on a second job. Thanks.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
One more for you. Horse riding.
You did it, didn't you?
Yeah, and my mother wanted me to do it when I was younger. She used to be
I loved it when I was younger.
Did you?
Yeah, me too.
I was terrified of the horses.
Now, when the horse broke into a canter.
I used to ask for the
too.
Slowest horse and I was still terrified.
Really?
Sasha was her name. She barely moved. And I was still terrified.
And like, you were probably tiny too,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, and like, it just seems like a lot of effort all up and down.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just sitting there like having fun.
It's expensive to do.
It is expensive. I went about 8 times and I told my mother, I'm terrified of those horses.
Aww.
I just don't want to be
You're
there.
Niall.
Okay, can you help us out this morning? Make us feel a bit better. Did you ever try something and you were convinced? I'm going to go for this. And you did like one lesson, one class, one tryout, and it was just, that's not for me. 085-102-9103. We've got some beat goodies for the best one this morning. What was it you tried and just knew not for me? And I'm not the only one who had an issue with the horse riding because Chelsea's been on to us.
Morning, guys. Just on the thing I tried and I figured out wasn't for me was actually, Niall, it was horse riding as well. But not because I was terrified. I genuinely love horses. But because I went for my first horse riding lesson when I would have been, oh God, maybe 10, and thought this was it, this is what I was going to do. And I found out while I was horse riding that I was allergic to horses.
Oh dear.
So my face swole up, my eyes were swollen shut.
Oh my God.
So,
not ideal.
Needless to say, I didn't go back.
Oh my God.
I was devastated, but, well, nothing I could do about it.
No. At least you didn't have an accident.
No, exactly. And luckily, I know from past experience that Chelsea is fine with alpacas.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember.
She can ride some.
Chelsea was a winner of We Had a Big Leap Day competition to fulfill as many of her dreams in one day.
Yeah,
one of them was to hang out with the alpacas.
Okay.
So she's all good.
That's good.
You have another one first.
I have another one, right. So some of the girls here are into like roller skating, like Carson. Matty
She's
Maher,
unbelievable
at roller skating. Jade, who worked here, rollerbladed, and once I said, "Sure, I'd like to try that," especially because
I can do that.
Recently, like ice skating was a disaster, and I thought if I could rollerblade, maybe I could ice skate. So Jade was like, "Tie my blades there." Took them down to the park near where I live, and I swear people were laughing at me, like people were taking their phones out. So I strapped them on, and I was like.
Bambi on ice,
basically.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Wake up. Do it. All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The Fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
Right. The sauce, yeah.
I presume you have at some point played Snog, Marry, Avoid, Girls.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's a staple.
I wouldn't usually objectify people like that personally, Niall.
Well, the movie channel Great Romance has decided to find out who film fans, be careful, would snog, marry and avoid in real life. And they've picked some of the iconic heartthrobs from movies. So I'm going to put it to you, girls. I need you to listen up. I got five for you.
Okay.
And you've got to pick snog, marry and avoid out of these five. What was interesting in the research, there was a big difference between Gen X, Gen Z and boomers and all that as to who they picked. Number one choice is Jack Dawson, Leonardo DiCaprio from Titanic.
Bit small for me.
Okay, number two is Mr. Darcy, Matthew McFadden from Pride and Prejudice.
No, Colin Firth.
Okay. Okay. Number three is Johnny Castle, which was Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing.
Oh, okay.
Number four, Noah Calhoun. Is that how you pronounce it? Ryan Gosling in The Notebook.
Oh.
Very hairy.
And number five is... You're very past remarkable, Aoife. Number five is Heath Ledger playing Patrick Verona in 10 Things I Hate About You.
They're
your choices.
He was a real bold boy, though, wasn't he?
So it's snog, it's marry, avoid. Aoife's poo-pooed all of them.
Yeah.
We'll start with you, Amy. What do you reckon?
Oh, I think I'd snog Jack Dawson. I would. Who would I marry? I can't remember his name, but the Notebook.
Ryan Gosling. Noah Calhoun.
Yeah, I feel like he put in a lot of effort.
Mm. Yeah.
Very caring. He played the long game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And avoid maybe Mr. Darcy.
Would you?
Yeah, I don't know.
A bit moody.
I fell asleep watching that movie.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever watched Pride and Prejudice.
Okay, so the BBC version of the show, which was made a very long time, well before I was born, is way better than the movie. It's actually funny. That's what the story was meant to be.
Is Pride and Prejudice
funny.
Jane Austen?
Yes.
Oh, that's why I hate it.
No! Niall, are you joking?
I had to do Emma for my leaving cert. They made a group of boys do Emma.
I don't know what Emma is.
Emma is horrendous.
She's a matchmaker, isn't she?
I barely remember it, to be honest.
No, but like every single rom-com you could possibly think of has some sort of an element of Jane Austen to it. If you enjoy a rom-com, you can't say you don't enjoy Jane Austen. It's like Romeo and Juliet.
I don't really enjoy Shakespeare.
No, either. But like the premise, the story is that everything it's that like is modern on, is based on that, you know? Mm. Okay.
Yeah, anyway, who are you snogging?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes. Jeez, I couldn't tell you. I'm joking. I would snog... I'm going to snog Mr. Darcy.
Oh.
Because I feel like he's a bit too moody to be getting involved with.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Just a shift.
Yeah, just a shift. Shift and drift. And then I think I'll marry Noah because, again... He plays the long game, as Amy alluded to.
Caring.
Look, he is a bit hairy towards the end, like when she goes back to the house.
I can't remember him being
so
hairy.
So we're talking about the Notebook here, Noah. Remember when she is engaged to the other lad and then she comes to the house and he's like, he's kind of a bit
hairy. Oh, he went
hairy.
A bit rugged.
He went a bit kind of wild. Like.
Okay.
So, but
I
look, he fixes himself up. He fixes himself up again. And avoid. Who else is on the list?
You had Jack Dawson from Titanic, Heath Ledger, Patrick Verona in 10 Things I Hate About You, and Johnny Castle, Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing.
Oh, lads. I should have shifted. Fucking... Johnny whatever. Okay, we'll just say, we'll just avoid Jack from the Titanic.
Okay, yeah, because yeah. Johnny was a good guy at the end of it all, even though Baby's dad didn't think so for a long time.
Okay, but he was a bit of a, yeah, he was okay.
The other thing very quickly from the survey is they asked cinema goers on the movie that were most likely to make them cry, and Titanic came at the top.
Nah.
Am I cold?
I wouldn't cry at Titanic.
I think I did cry the first time I watched it, but I was probably quite young.
Obviously, there's the end with the wreckage and stuff, but also, who what else came at the top? Number two was The Notebook.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
a lot of people cry at that.
Yeah.
Then Ghost, Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
Amazing.
Then Gone with the Wind, Casablanca, Love Actually, and Pretty Woman. Who cried at Pretty Woman?
Like,
what,
no.
What, when he leaves her?
You know
what?
The tearjerker, Ice Age. Honestly, do you know the part when they're separated?
What, when he loses
the child?
No,
the child.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, it's Friday. It's Beat Breakfast. Cheese and oat cheese coming later this hour. In the meantime.
Okay.
You want to talk about parents? What's the deal?
Okay, so I saw this TikTok the other day, and it was basically this girl, and she was going through her father's phone book. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she was going through some of the contacts on the phone book, which seemed a little bit unusual. I think we have a little clip of it here.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Daddy, who's Axel Cannon?
Who's it?
Axel.
I must be Alex Cannon.
Who's Beffy?
Beefy White.
Oh, Beefy. Chris Friend. That must be one of Chris's friends. Who's Comer Melody?
Connor,
okay, right, and I just, like, this is definitely something, I won't completely call my dad out on this, but he does have some unusual pronunciations of
okay.
words,
okay? Right.
So, like, for some reason or other, he decided one day a guitar was a giltar.
A giltar.
So, like, you play the giltar there for us. There's no rhyme or reason to it. I've often heard parents say Chicago.
Chicago, yeah, yeah.
And Amy, I think you had one there as well, did you?
Yeah, my dad came out with a great one there a while ago. He said, is that his fiancé? What is that? And he was like, that's how you say it. Like,
a fiancé. Yeah,
I remember my cousin fell around the place. I was like, I'm so embarrassed.
But yeah, no, it just definitely got me thinking, like, I just live for the mispronunciations of parents. It gives me so much joy. And you know what? You have some crack and a bit of laugh. And in fairness, most parents will laugh over it themselves.
Yeah.
But I just love the way that they will continue it on.
Oh yeah, so that's how they pronounce it. It's their spin on it. It's their take.
Yeah,
we want to hear yours this morning. Your mom, your daddy, even your granny. Have they come out with a little kind of pronunciation that's made you snigger or laugh, whether it be a name or a word, like fiancé? 085-102-9103. Your voice notes are welcome. And we'll do some Beat goodies. Maybe the Beat water bottle for the best one this morning. So let us know your parentisms. 085-102-9103. Yeah, we'll all end up there, so don't. No scoffing here,
because I am 100% going to be this person. Yeah. I know I am.
Loads of reaction coming in on this. Let's start. Aoife was on to us.
Good morning, guys. So my dad is an inner city dog. He's from Dublin, and he says book, cook, and luke instead of book, cook, and look. And he just will never not do it, and I think it's hilarious. He also uses a lot of, like, I suppose, Dublinisms, like. He would say, oh, like, when's getting blister instead of my sister, or wear your, is it horses and asses or glasses?
I love that. Yeah. I actually love that.
Get your books out. Also, Katie was on, my dad's a dub, another dub, he says he would always say modern. Instead of modern.
Modern.
He also used to call Hugh Hefner Hugh Hefferman.
Oh, man or nan?
Oh, sorry, Heffernan. Yeah, no
relation to Michelle, no?
I hope not. Siobhan was on to us too.
Morning, Beat. My mother often pronounces things very wrong. We always get a great skit off her, but my daughter was getting her nose pierced there last week and she just wanted a small little stud. So my mother was trying to say to her, just get a little diamante now, because that would be the nicest one. So my daughter didn't know what she was trying to say. So we had to tell her it was a diamante, a small little diamond. But yeah, a diamante.
Very fun thing.
Amy was on. My dad is brilliant for these. He once asked us, did we know your one Siley Myers? Meaning Miley Cyrus. He also years ago couldn't say PSP, the portable console PlayStation that we had years ago. He would always call it the SPS.
I love that. I love the SPS myself.
Yeah. Another one here from Marty.
My nana, she always used to say, if we're at a wedding, she'd want to know if they were serving hors d'oeuvres, meaning hors d'oeuvres. She always called them hors d'oeuvres.
I think you could insult Joey just there. Yeah, where are your hors d'oeuvres? Yeah. You know? And another favourite here from Roisin, lads, my dad's favourite dessert. Profiteroles. The only problem is he can't pronounce the words. So every time we go to a restaurant and on the menu, he won't order them because he ends up saying pro-fifth-fifth-rolls. The poor man has been deprived of his favourite dessert because he can't pronounce it properly. He does have my mother drove mad making them at home so he can have his fix from Roisin. Thank you for that.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Alrighty, it's Thursday. It's Niall, it's Aoife, it's producer Amy with you. And I think
we have an extra special guest in the studio this morning as well.
Yeah, go on.
It is Chicky. Okay.
Yeah.
So yesterday, me and Amy were standing in the open plan in the office. And because this is Beat, there is a rubber chicken.
Yeah.
And the minute that the rubber chicken arrived, of course, I wanted to do one thing immediately and touch the chicken. But yesterday I had the sudden urge to...
touch the chicken, that sounds much ruder than it should be. I just need to touch the chicken here.
Yeah, okay, so he has like... Okay, right. He has kind of like little dots all over him, which feel really nice. And then if you look at the chicken's face, he has a big, massive mouth. I wouldn't even quite call it a beak, okay?
No.
But you can actually put your finger in his mouth, okay? And I was just saying, like, I am one of these people, okay? I want to touch everything. AstroTurf, love the feel of it. Yeah. I want to touch this rubber chicken. I want to know what it feels like to put my finger in the rubber chicken's mouth. And then I realised I can swing it around in the air, and it's really fun, okay? And there are lots of things that I think about. God, I wonder what that feels like or what it's like to touch that. I also love, when I was younger, I used to always bring my friends out to see the calves because I'm from a farm. Mm. And I used to love showing them what it's like to feel like your hand in the sucky calves' mouth. it's quite an unusual experience, right? But I was just... talking to you, and I was like, do you ever just have the urge to touch something? Like, I would love to know what it's like to touch the nace ball. Who has touched the nace ball? Do you know what I mean? Or the Eiffel Tower. What does the metal on the Eiffel Tower feel like? Have you ever not had the urge? Oh, like, I really want to put my finger in this chicken's mouth, which I'm doing right now.
You've done it a lot over the last 24 hours, put your finger in the chicken's mouth. I'm fascinated by the nace ball. I've driven by it so often. I think it's a wonderful emblem
yes,
of nace.
Absolutely, and the Celtic Tiger.
Never felt the need to touch it.
What does it feel like? What is it made of? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you only see it in the distance, but like, you know, the texture. No.
No, I just remember an old wives' tale about somebody getting trapped in it once.
What?
Oh my god!
Yeah, I think it's made up. It's made up. Okay, let me try and get on your buzz. What are things that I would like to touch? I was saying this to you, right? With all the talk about the moon, the last few week or two with the astronauts gone there. I would like to touch the surface of the moon. I'd like to know, like, is it clay? Is it cold? Is it rock? Is it silt? I don't know, but I'd just like to get my hands in there.
Like, it'll break off. Bits would break off on your hands.
Yeah, it's like cheese. Remember as a kid?
I used to always think the moon was made of cheese. Yeah. I don't know, was that in Barney or what?
The other one as well is often animals. Right? Like if I was at a zoo or anything.
Yeah.
Like touch animals that I know I really shouldn't touch. But
like a lion.
No, because they'd kind of be like cats. I'm thinking more like a rhino. What does a rhino
fair point. Like,
you know, or even like a crocodile.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or an alligator. How hard is it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Amy, what do you want to touch? Or wet?
I have to touch soft things. So, you know, if you're in the shop and like all the blankets, I have to touch them all.
Yeah. Okay. So it's your grubby mitts on the blankets we buy.
I love that as well.
Sorry. Animals, you have that in my head. The nace ball is in my head now. I feel like I have to touch that now. animals. Yeah, I did do, like, I...
There's going to be a line of people today on the M7 queuing up to touch the nace ball after
eating. Yeah, they'll be stuck there anyway. They might as well.
This is a real segment. This is real life. Yeah, we have horses at home and, yeah, it is a strange but, like, nice feeling when they, like... Lick your hand, or like they're so small and cute. It's quite nice.
Little folds.
Yeah, okay. Little folds.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't really know where to go with
this. No, but like, is there anything that you just have the urge to touch, or is there anything really strange that you love the feel of? Like, for example, like the little sucky calves, like putting your hand in their mouths. Like, it's just a bizarre phenomenon that generally happens by accident, and then you're like, oh, that's actually kind of pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, there you go. Is there anything that you have an urge to touch, or is there anything unusual other people wouldn't be mad on, and you're like, no, I like putting my hand in a sucky cow's mouth.
Or like slime. I don't like slime, but people love slime.
I love slime. And do you know what I love? You were talking about, you know, if you're in a shop and obviously blankets and stuff like that, I love when there's a part like open on the cardboard and it says, touch me.
I'm so
excited.
Okay, 085 102 9103. Your voice notes are welcome this morning. Okay, 823. Soifa has admitted on the show this morning she likes to touch the chicken. She'd like to touch the nace ball. And there's lots of other unusual things that she just has an urge to touch.
Can I also specify, we're talking here about a rubber chicken. Mm. I do not, in fact, enjoy raw chicken.
Okay. What about like real life?
Open to a real chicken.
Yeah, they scare me a little bit. Come pecking at you.
But yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, as in, I'm talking about here, right? I love the feel of a rubber chicken. If you have a dog, you will understand this.
Doesn't
okay.
Stop getting weird.
There are lots of little grooves. Listen, you can look. You can actually hear the little grooves. Like little dots on it, so that is like lovely. Then he has a dicky bow, his two legs, and his mouth is really wide open. And basically, in fairness, it's your fault for leaving a rubber chicken lying around the open plan office. But yesterday, I put my finger in the chicken's mouth because I was curious. Okay, and I realised I can swing it around. Anyway, it starts.
Thank you to Sharon who gave us the rubber chicken at Daily Dilemma Uncensored live in Waterford that night. You can see the joy it has brought.
It brought me anyway.
Yeah. So we just asked you, do you have the urge to touch other like unusual things? Shane was on from Tip, and he says, "I like to touch the end of shoes. It's just amazing." You get that too? It's the grooves.
Is it? It's the groove. Similar to the rubber chicken, there are dots and there are grooves at the end of shoes. Now, especially a fresh pair of shoes, because then you have the added sensory joy of the smell of new shoes, the rubbery smell. You know what I mean? So,
Powder was onto us as well. I recently touched a snake that a friend had got for a child, and it was such a different texture and feeling to what it looks like. Not one bit slimy, very solid and strong. A horrible feeling overall, says Powder.
I've never touched a snake. No. I would have thought it would have been a bit slimy.
Snigger.
I know you. Come on.
Sorry.
Here.
No, I've held a snake.
Have you?
Yeah, in a pet shop.
I thought you were going to say the National Reptile Zoo in Corn.
I worked in a pet shop on a job swap in Beatrack years ago, just for a day, and held a snake.
And it was hard.
Yeah, it's strong. It's like, it's like, muscular.
It's not and, like.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And we leave it for now on the things that you get an urge to touch. Lisa was on to us as well.
Completely understand what she's saying. I have a serious urge to touch Tom Hardy.
Thank you, Lisa. Wake up in the morning. I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show. Okay. Amy, this is you. You want to talk about slapping. Isn't that right? Slapping.
That's right. No, I was in the shops the other day, and I was like passing the yogurts and milk and whatever, and I was like, I saw Petit Filous, and I was like, oh lads, throwback to my childhood, and I was like, I'm going to get them. Now I have a rake in my fridge because I'm hooked on them again, and I was like, they still slap from childhood.
Yeah.
They are banging.
I have to be honest, I'm a big fan of Petit Filous. I have one every morning before I come to work.
You've never told me that.
Last year or two, I always have just little ones. And because show is disgusted, I don't even use a spoon. You know, the pot's so small. I use my tongue like a cow.
Oh my God.
Literally like a cow. Yeah. Did you ever put the teaspoon in and then put it in the freezer? And have little frozen yogurt?
No, I've heard about it. I'm not mad on frozen yogurt. Okay, so things from childhood, food or otherwise, that still slapped, if you've gone back to recently, I'll give you a couple. One that I've tried and one I haven't. The one that it's not that I've tried, I make this regularly. When I was small, my granny when I'd go, I used to go to my granny's house after school every day, and she would make me what was my favourite kind of snacky dish, which was two boiled eggs in a mug, mashed up with loads of butter and loads of salt, and you just stir it up and then you eat it with a spoon.
Yeah,
and
delicious.
As an adult, I still do that regularly.
Oh,
it is just delightful. Sometimes I'll just eat it straight from the mug. Other times I might put it on a bit of toast when it's mashed up. Oh, just the best. Mashed up boiled eggs in a cup. Yum.
Sounds lovely, right? But I just feel weird about the mug part.
Why?
Why? I don't know.
I mean, it looks a bit mank afterwards. Yeah. I won't lie, but you wash it and it's fine.
Yeah.
The other one, and it was only when we were talking about this, I haven't had since I was a child, and I think we should recreate, is a float. Do you know what I mean by a float?
Yeah.
They call it something different in America, but essentially it's a fizzy drink and you just put ice cream in and it all just congeals into this big mess.
I just can't imagine that being nice.
It's
going
not.
Fanta
it's just
orange.
Fun.
No, it is nice.
Okay.
Are you joking?
Fanta well, Fanta orange is okay. It depends what fizzy drink you
it's
use.
It's kind of like a Solero.
Yeah, or an orange split.
Yeah.
But like if you were to use like red lemonade and raspberry ripple,
no.
Not a good mix.
Oh God.
You know? Or Neapolitan.
No.
Not a good mix.
A Coke float is quite popular
just
as well.
Vanilla.
Yeah.
Okay, Eva, what's
I would say, right, okay, I got into these again recently, Lunchables.
Oh, okay.
Because they're very fun. Anything that like you can kind of put together or play with.
Yeah.
And I was just saying that on occasion, I'm still known to kind of make a little, I would call it a mound,
mm-hmm.
a hill out of my mashed potato carvery dinners.
Okay.
Now, not in public, so you won't see me in the Rue Glen making a
I
mound.
I want to see this.
I want to see it too.
Yeah.
But it was. I think it was kind of a thing I created as a child that was inspired by the Teletubby hills.
Okay.
You know the way they all have the hills.
Yeah.
So I, on occasion I do that. But I do love a Lunchable. I like kind of things that you have to make in general.
Like I have had Lunchables on occasion, but the problem is the cheese bounces and the ham is so tough.
It's cute. Just, it's shaped
nicely. I prefer, what's the Charleville one where it's a bit posher? You get the cracker and the little bit of relish and the cheese on top.
Oh yeah, that's lovely as well actually. Yeah.
So we're asking you this morning, bit of a throwback Thursday, what is it, maybe a food or sweet from your childhood that still slaps? Have you tried it lately and just went, yes, this is for me? 085 102 9103 and your voice notes are welcome as well. Okay, things from your childhood in terms of food and drink that still slaps if you've tried it as an adult. You just mentioned one there, Aoife.
Lunchables. Oh, sorry, but afterwards.
There's one just there, right
snacks.
Now.
Snacks. Crisps.
Okay.
So, the snacks and the chickadees.
Yeah. And the Angel Delight.
And the Angel Delight.
The Angel Delight.
Sorry. I talk a lot.
You do. You throw a lot of ideas out there. Angel Delight is, I haven't had it since I was a kid, but now you've put it in my head, I really want it. Now, you were saying you weren't a big fan. I used to love it. My mother used to make the banana one, right?
Oh.
So you do the banana one and be ready, and then she would chop, slice some bananas in on top of it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Angel Delight. You don't know Angel Delight? It's like a mousse. It comes in a powder and you mix it with milk and it becomes a mousse. You put it in the fridge for a while.
Okay.
Google it. I think you'll like it.
It kind of reminds me of, is it the mashed potatoes that you can get are like powder?
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
It's just milk, basically.
Okay.
Some of the other stuff coming in this morning, foods from childhood that still slap. We had a message from Maggie. Sunny D. Now, did they not take all the, I was going to say the goodness, but the badness out, which made it quite boring in Sunny D?
Yeah, I haven't had it in years.
You don't see it around as much.
Yeah, allegedly, I remember there was a rumour as a child that if you drank too much of it, you turn orange,
yeah. Naomi was on. We were talking about the floats, as we call them, where you put ice cream into your fizzy drink. Coke and ice cream, we called a brown cow.
I like it.
And a thunder and lightning sandwich with sugar and butter on white bread. Nice.
Yeah.
And we have a voice note in this morning as well from Peter with his memories.
Well, good morning, lads. Hope you're all well. Talk about something that slaps back from when you were in your childhood. It's gotta be a yop.
Yeah.
Remember yops? You're talking about petty fanoos. My young lad has petty fanoos every day. Yeah, and I agree. You have to eat it without a spoon. Straight in there.
No mess.
That and love an egg in a cup. Help boil an egg in a cup. But for me, it's gotta be the mini boxes of TK red lemonade with a macaroon bar. For the macaroon bars. Whoa. Bring me back.
I'm a big
old feel.
I'm a big fan of a macaroon.
Are you?
Yeah, they've actually changed the packaging.
Okay.
So you have to, you know, keep an eye out now, Niall, next time you're at the till.
I do agree strongly with him on the yop, though. I still have yops quite a bit. If I've been on a night out and then the next day and I'm not ready for a meal, I tell myself that a yop is practically a meal in itself.
Yeah. Every time we get shook, like after a night out, we always say, you know, shook is a yop.
Shook is a yop.
You have to shake it.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Woo! Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
All the gossip.
Break on the sauce, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Gimme the goss on Beat with Supermax. The Fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
Okay, so national days we like to celebrate on Beat Breakfast. And today, like it or love it is National Siblings Day.
Okay.
They say sibling bonds are often lifelong relationships, usually lasting from cradle to grave. And since siblings are from the same generation, they're often the longest relationships of your life.
Yeah,
because they're going to be longer than your relationship with your mother and father often. So Siblings Day is a way of honouring the special bond that happens within families as brothers and sisters share life together from childhood to adulthood and old age. And you're asked to celebrate your siblings today.
That bond at childhood is an interesting one, isn't it? We were talking yesterday about some random stories from our childhood, and I was telling ye that when my little brother was probably about 3 years of age, he thought it would be a really good prank to put sellotape in my sister's ear while she was sleeping.
Okay. Was it rolled up, scrunched up like?
It was scrunched up sellotape.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds funny, and you think, oh, I'll just move the sellotape. No, 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 no. Poor Kate had to go out to A&E.
Oh, no.
Then ENT, ear, nose and throat.
Yeah.
And they had to get a suction.
To suck the sellotape out of her ear. Bless her.
Oh.
Funny at the time. Funny now, but not laugh funny now. At the time.
No, but you imagine your parents up to 90 with the child has sellotape in her brain. What are we going to do?
And poor Sean now. My little brother, he's a pet, but he's not that little. He's 18 now. And, you know, he's probably...
he's the baby.
He's the baby of the family. He's doing his leaving cert this year. And he probably would hate for me to say anything about him as a child. But we put him through the ringer.
Did you?
I was 10 when he was born, so he was kind of like our life size doll like to, you know, experiment makeup looks on and stuff.
I was just thinking of that scene from E.T. wearing the dress and the wig. That was Sean.
Yeah, no. But look, we'll say no more.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Siblings can be great and they can be brilliant additions to your life and they can be supportive and they can be loving, but they can also be absolute swines. I nearly swore there.
Tyrants.
I was also the baby with three older siblings. And they certainly had some fun with me, I can tell you. Like, the one that always sticks out in my mind that I've mentioned on the show, I think, before, was the time they zipped me up in a sleeping bag. They zipped it to the very top so I couldn't open it from the inside. And then they carried me all the way down the stairs, all the way out the front of the house, down the drive, and left the sleeping bag in the middle of the road and walked away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they just went off and watched telly or something. And I was in there, like, struggling. I was like, you know those mime artists sometimes inside something, like, until a neighbour finally pulled up. Thankfully saw me and stopped the car and unzipped it and let this child out of the sleeping bag in the middle of the road.
And how old were you?
I'd say I was about 5 or 6.
Oh my God.
Were you terrified?
I don't really remember. I think No, I wasn't as terrified as the time I locked myself in the boot of the car.
Oh,
I just closed it and then went, I can't get out. And I banged for about 45 minutes until my grandfather arrived and heard a banging in the car.
Oh, lads, no.
Is there a body in there? It was just me going, I locked myself in. I was a bit of a stupid child, to be honest.
Amy, what about you? How many siblings do you have?
I have 5.
Wow.
Right. Big, big family. And also, I am the baby. So I was the life-size doll that they dragged around. And quite literally, I remember my brother, was he dragging our legs around, like using us as sweeping brushes? And I said, please stop, like you're going to hurt me. And he literally pulled my legs, whatever I hit off, I burst my gum.
Ooh.
And I had to go to the, like...
There are a lot of injuries, aren't there?
Yeah.
Look, do you know what it is? It's
love.
It's strengthening you. You're like giving you know,
giving you resilience.
Exactly, resilience training is exactly what it is. That's what siblings do for you. Resilience training. But I used to also be like their slave. Oh, yeah. As the baby.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, hey, will you go to the kitchen and get me X? We'll time you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See if we can do it in 10
I got
seconds.
That too. I did that one too.
Yeah.
Oh, God help you. You were the people that were hit by that.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So celebrate siblings and all of their wonders today. And if you have any stories yourself, 0851029103. Right, we were talking about siblings and the joy between siblings on National Siblings Day, and Janine was on to us.
Morning, guys. All about siblings. There's 9 in my family.
Wow.
I have 5 older. Or 6 older, sorry, and 2 younger than me. Stories? They never end. I remember my sister and I me so much. One day, I picked her up, brought her out to the front garden and sat her on a tistle. Kicked my brother because he was annoying me. I kicked his shins, kicked his legs from under him.
Oh,
and he bounced off the marble fireplace at home.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
The stories could go on and on and on. Now, take into consideration the eldest of the nine of us now is in his 50s and the youngest is in her 40s.
I hope you're less violent at this stage of your life. Yeah. Janine, that's all I'll say.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Oh. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
All the gossip.
Right on the social. Yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The Fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
Right, talk to me about Nicole Scherzinger.
So she was asked recently in an interview what her biggest mistake was. And you're not going to believe this.
That's my biggest mistake.
No way.
Yeah, I have it in my inbox.
Are you joking? So Calvin Harris offered her
We Found
that
Love.
Song.
Okay.
It turned into a massive hit. Remember, mm-hmm. remember this song? Northern Ireland, actually.
Yeah, I remember
Rihanna getting her.
Yeah, the farmer. The question is, though, would it have been as big a worldwide hit with Nicole's name on it rather than Rihanna's name?
I don't know.
On it.
Yeah, but it had me thinking. Not about. I don't like to believe in like what is your biggest mistake. I don't
regrets.
Like, but what could have been? Like, mm-hmm. what did you say no to, and your life could now be in a different place? Mm. So, for example, right when I finished college. I was like trying to line up job opportunities and I had an offer of being a teaching assistant in Italy.
Okay.
And in the end I said no. I decided I wanted to stay in Ireland. I went to Dublin and did an internship and worked for free. My parents were delighted about that decision. but maybe I could now be living in Italy, speaking Italian, married to Francesco because...
Gorgeous food.
Yeah, I actually took that job, do you know? Is there something that you feel like you had a sliding doors moment? Like, what could
have
been?
I don't know. I was telling Amy last week, there's this woman who keeps emailing me from America. She wants me to come and work there, right?
For where?
In America, in Thousand Oaks in California.
Stop it.
Yeah, she's headhunting me.
Stop.
And what was the title of the job? Head of Global Content or something.
Oh.
Well, I don't want to live in America.
Yeah.
And I don't want to work anywhere that's not live broadcast media. That's my thing.
Okay.
But like, I could have a very happy life in Thousand Oaks in California.
And it's like, if she's headhunting you for the head of something,
yeah.
we could be talking like big money now.
Oh, she's given me the salary range, and it's quite big, to be fair.
And this is real. This is not AI.
This
is not like.
Well, her name, I won't give her full name, but her surname is Hacker, which made me a little suspicious.
Have you done your research?
We looked her up on LinkedIn, and she's
the real deal.
Says. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I could be off to Thousand Oaks in California soon. You never know. Only for I don't want to live in America. I barely want to visit America.
No, that's the thing. 20 years ago, maybe, yes. But
maybe, when I was a young fella.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What about you, Amy?
I suppose in the same vein as studying and stuff, I was going to do business and French. And I just kind of thought I could be in France. Mm. Same as you.
Yeah.
Oui.
Yeah.
La la. Oui.
Oui.
And yes. I went down
you could
a different
be walking
path.
Down the Champs-Élysées wearing a polo neck with garlic around you.
And a beret.
Your neck in a beret. And two large baguettes.
No, you wouldn't actually do that if you went to live in France because you realise they hate everyone who does that.
Wake, wake up, get up, wake up, get up, wake up. When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast.
Breakfast with Niall and Show.
All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Gimme the Goss on Beat with Supermax. The Fizz. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
Not from the sauce, yeah.
So, one thing I would love to be good at in life is comebacks.
Okay.
And I'm just not. Like, if someone says something to me, I just go... your mama's too. Or I'm like, well, you're just a silly sausage. Yeah. You're just a bell end. And I would rather be more intelligent at giving insults. Mm-hmm. So I was delighted to find this clip online. These two guys do a podcast and they have found some of the most intelligent insults. You'll barely even know you've been insulted.
Let's do it.
I know you tried your best, but that's what makes it so disappointing. The acoustics in your head must be incredible.
Oh. That's a good one.
Working with you is like working by myself, but harder. As an outsider, what are your views on intelligence?
Mm.
Well, I'd love to agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong.
Like, some of them even take a while for you to clock.
Oh, yeah, you walk
insulted.
Away and then you go, wait.
Wait, what? So I have some more that I found online. I admire your courage to have opinions in the absence of facts. Oh. I've had a lovely time, but this wasn't it. And I bet people often overestimate you.
Ooh.
I do like that one.
Yeah.
Because
like, you're like, wait, what? What have you got, Amy?
I have a few. I have found my favourite as well. This one is simple, but I'm sorry you feel that way. It's a little bit patronising.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Why? Sorry. Like, okay. I can explain it to you, but I can't understand it for you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might have used that one.
Yeah.
In training.
And this is my favourite. I don't have the time, paper, or crayons to explain it to you.
I like that.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102 103.
Wake up.
It is time for the Friday game show. And this week, the title is The Wee Miss Show, but she's back on Monday, Friday game show.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Okay, Catherine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Niall and gang. How are you?
We are
happy
good,
Friday.
Good. And you too. Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm in Waterford. I'm actually on the way to quickly do my shopping.
Do
my
shopping.
Grocery shopping.
Okay, is this, now, are you a big shop kind of gal? Like, you do a big one on a Friday, or are you just getting stuff for the weekend?
Mainly a once a week big shop, yeah. Normally okay. Thursday or Friday.
Okay. Is Friday a good day to do the big shop? Because I tend to leave it to a Sunday because I'm thinking in my head, right, they'll have stocked up now for Monday.
I think there's plenty of stock ready for the weekend, so I'd go before Sunday.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Then you don't have to leave the house on a Sunday and be doing shopping, you know?
Yeah.
Have you any
relax.
Other plans?
Sunday's a day of rest.
Any other plans for the weekend, Catherine? Are you taking it easy?
No, just taking it easy. The usual, you know. Okay. The womanly chores, housework and...
Oh, gosh. I know.
Yeah. No one else to do it, only myself.
Okay. Now, Catherine, you have heard the Friday Game Show before. You know how this works?
I do, yes.
It is ridiculous. The questions shouldn't challenge you too much. We will help you along the way. But you cannot fail at this, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, so if you're ready to go, let's do the Wee Miss Show, but she's back on Monday, Friday game show. Question number one. And remember, take your time. Please name the famous quote from the movie Jerry Maguire. And I've got options for you, Catherine, as ever. Is it A, show me the bunny? Is it B, show me the honey? Or is it C, show me the money? Take your time, think about it.
Let me think, hang on there now. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
C, show me the money.
Okay, yes. I will give you the point if you do it more dramatic Tom Cruise style, please. Come on, give
okay,
it loads.
Sorry. Show me the money!
That's the one. Point on the boards. Let's keep going. Question number two. You're on a roll. Now, I don't know if you've watched The Muppet Show or The Muppets over the years. We've got Kermit the Frog and he has got a famous girlfriend. Is she A, Miss Piggy? Is she B, Miss Doggy? Or is she C, Miss Pussy?
A, Miss Piggy.
Oh, thank God for that. 2 points on the board. You are flying us. Okay, we're going back to a movie question. Classic 80s time-travelling movie. Is it A, Back to the Past, B, Back to the Present, or C, Back to the Future? Don't rush into this now.
C, Back to the Future. Although I'd like to go back to the past.
The funny thing is, he actually does all three in the movie. He goes to all of them.
The third one, he goes back to the past.
But you're right, three out of three. You know what you're doing, Catherine? You know what you're doing? You're making a mockery of people listening who don't know the answers to these questions. It's my favourite line. Two more to go. Okay, here's the sad bit. The most depressing day of the year, annually, is it known as A, Turquoise Monday, B, Aquamarine Monday, or C, Blue Monday? What do you reckon?
C, Blue Monday.
Too easy for her. She has it all up there. She knows it all. It's too easy.
Give me a hard one now. Come on, give me a hard one.
Well, you've heard this before, so you know what the final question is. What is it? What is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on. And no, we're going nowhere here. Audio clue.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yep.
She knew it.
So we will perform a well-known song for you. And then we will stop and you need to finish the line, okay? All clear?
Yep.
Her soul slides away. But
don't look back in anger.
I heard you say. You are a legend, Catherine. 5 out of 5. 1 for all gift card on the way to you. That might help with the shopping in the coming weeks. Fair play.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Niall and gang. Have a good weekend.
You have a cracking weekend, all right?
Take care. Bye.
Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.